Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back. 6:17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thank you for helping me celebrate 16 great years of the Small Business Advocate Show. The extra layer of extra level of obnoxiousness is almost over, folks. And just a little bit longer, and I'll be through with my celebration. I know I've been doing this all week long, but you know why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I'm proud of what we've done, and I'm proud of what you've done, and I want you to celebrate and the way that I do, because your people want to know about this. So thank you for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Jay Minks is our guest, and he is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Insperity. Jay, thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for the business. And do you agree with me that customers like hearing about your success?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I think customers like to talk about their success as long as it's in the right setting. You know, I mean, success can turn into braggadocio if you're not careful.
Yeah,
in the right setting, you get a chance to communicate, you know, the challenges you've had to achieve that success. Because no one's success in small business particularly comes easily, Jim.
Well said. That's exactly right. Well, my experience has been that when customers hear that I've accomplished another milestone, it validates their business with me.
Of course it does, because they have the affinity with you.
Yeah.
If your success, you know, spills off into their success.
Right.
We're all connected, particularly with common goals and, you know, that we have around small business and what we're trying to achieve.
Right.
Then someone else is successful. I always tell our sales folks, all our advisors out there, that, you know, to celebrate each other's success, because if someone's successful, it means you're closer to being successful. Your success is something. And so you should always celebrate success. Never go very long without doing that.
Well said. Thank you for that. And talk to us about what you've learned. Now, you're with us a couple of times a year, and I always love hearing you talk about what you're doing with your sales force, what you've learned, and how you're mounting a sales strategy in the marketplace. Give us some thoughts on that, please.
Yeah, the sales, sometimes it's one of these things where you just, you know, slap your forehead and kind of go, you know, I wish I had thought of that before. And there's other times where you put your head in your hands and go, you know, what's going to happen next? So, but I've talked to our folks a lot about the science of sales, which is the metrics and all the measurements and all the things that you do. And then the art of sales. The art of sales is the dealing with people and the relationships that
come
about. The humanity part, yeah, absolutely. Because if you're going to lead a team, you've got to be a leader. And so as you and I the other day had a chance to visit with the Gallup Corporation, one of the interesting things there, which we all know, is that, you know, in order to decrease the efficiency of your sales organization, it's the district manager, your manager, your leader,
right,
that really makes the difference. No matter how good the person is, if they have a poor leader, then their production is going to suffer. On the other hand, if you have someone who's not quite up to speed that has a great leader, well, they perform at a much higher level.
For 40 years, I've been seeing surveys about exit interviews. And the number one reason why people leave is not money. The number one reason, year after year, decade after decade, is the relationship with the manager, what wasn't good.
Yeah, it's the death from the neck up manager. I mean, you know, that's, and what happens is that the management, and this is really the key, how our business operates, it's really around servant leadership. And if you understand servant leadership, the manager, the person that's leading that group, is really the lowest person there.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to serve. They're there to make sure that their people get what they need. When it's inverted, when the manager is at the top and then
right,
the people are down below, and, well, okay, we serve at the manager's behest, that's the program that breaks down. You get people to perform, but you get them to perform through fear. You get them to perform, you know, in fits and starts.
That's when you're a driver, not a leader.
Exactly right. You're just beating people up. And the way you know you're a leader is if someone's following you. If no
right,
one's following you, you're not a leader.
Well, you know, I call that aggregation management, meaning that I subordinate my interests to my to the people who work with me, who I manage, who I lead, and I aggregate. When they're successful, my success aggregates from theirs.
No question about it. Your actualization is fulfilled through other people.
Mm-hmm.
And as a salesperson, your actualization is fulfilled through your efforts. And there's two different kinds of people. Those aren't the same people. Neither one's right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that one is fulfilled in a different way than the other. And you got to find those. You got to find those people who want to be actualized by helping other people.
And folks, I've seen Jay in action. He walks the talk. He's the servant leader. No question about it, Jay. I've only got about a minute or so. Are salespeople different today than they were 10, 20 years ago? The people that you're putting out there.
I'm really not that old, Jim. I can't comment 10, 20 years ago. But, yeah, you know, I don't know whether I've changed or they've changed. I think people are still, I think there is a little bit more of an altruistic, you know, sense to the younger folks that are coming in. They're not so much interested in, you know, like changing the world in the sense that, well, I'm going to get the top of the pinnacle here and get that way. I think they're more interested in many cases, in fulfilling the role that we have them do, advising businesses
mm-hmm.
on how to be better and run better and grow faster and make more money. And that's, I think it dovetails in nicely to what we're doing. But I think that the fact that you've got to bring value now to your prospect,
mm-hmm.
you've got to bring value to them. Where before, all you do is bring information. They can get information now. You know,
right.
you're the age of the customer, it's coming out soon that I've read, is really about that. It's about understanding that no longer a glad hander is no longer welcome in the lobby of the sales.
Mm-hmm. Jay, I gotta take a break for right now. We'll take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Jay to get us to peer over into 2014 and tell us what he thinks is going to be happening. Jay Minks is here, folks. He's with Hesperity. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Hesperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.